Welcome home. It's still amazing to be saying that. A little bit strange. I don't think any polar bear is used to saying that. True. We aren't just your ordinary bears. How did the hunting go? Do you have enough for our cubs? I have to make sure of these things. One of us is far more nurturing than the other. Hey, it's in my nature. So even if you did collect enough, I don't think I'll get a little bit more, just in case. You can never have enough fish. I care about my cubs more than anything else in this world. You know that very well. A creature that even looks at them funny will meet my claws. Fine, fine. Mama Bear's gonna calm down, all right? There's no danger. Besides, you've proven yourself. How odd it is that we got so close. After mating, I had a strong urge to leave, but something kept me with you. We are both being affected by this phenomenon, it seems. A part of me wants to be away from you, away from everything other than my cubs. At the same time, I want to be with you for the rest of my life. How odd. Is it the same for you? Of course it is. We are interesting. I would say we're unique, but I have no frame of reference. I just have a feeling that we're going against what we're supposed to be doing. And I don't care one bit. I'm just enjoying you. I'm just enjoying our family. And nothing's gonna stop me from enjoying this. You find me to be overprotective? I think you're just jealous. But don't worry, darling. I'm quite protective of you, too. Whether I show it or not. But I see you just like my cubs. Well, I guess I should be saying our cubs. If I see you in danger, I want to quickly come to the rescue. It is my duty as a mother. And yes, I may not be your mother, but I'm still motherly. So you're going to be affected by that whether you like it or not. Something tells me you like it, though. Growl all you want, macho man. I can sense it. You like it. You do not have to be tough around me. It won't stop me from babying you every now and again. I know how much you enjoy cuddling with me. Me scratching your head, scratching your belly especially. Don't think I don't notice your leg kicking up each time I scratch you. Oh, you don't like belly scratches? Well, I guess I'll stop doing it then if you don't like it so much. That's what I thought. Know that I'd do anything on this planet to keep you and our cubs happy and healthy. All right? And I know how to make you happy. I just need to keep you healthy. I don't need to see you getting into a fight with another polar bear again. Understand? I don't care who started the fight, okay? I want you to be the bigger bear and end it. And not in a bloodbath. Oh, my big troublemaker. What am I gonna do with you? Oh, I know. The next time you get into a fight that's unneeded and you don't end it in a civil way, no more seals for an entire week. Oh, don't look at me like that. I just need my mate to stay alive. Is that too much to ask for? Am I being too selfish? I don't think I am. It's a simple request. Stay alive for me and for your kids. Aggressive man. Well, of course I like your aggression in some ways. If I didn't, we wouldn't have the children that we have now. Though I believe that aggression's gonna get you in trouble one of these days. So, as a warning, stop it. I know that's easier said than done, though. But just think of us, okay? Think about what you'll lose if you lose, all right? I'm just glad you're not like other male polar bears that I've met. They're far more aggressive than you. And the last time they tried attacking our cubs, now that was going to be a losing battle for them, I can assure you. Ooh, I can remember like it was yesterday. But that wasn't yesterday, and I need to calm down. Mama mode never turns off, though. You know this. Though I need to check up on our kids and see what they're doing. They should hopefully still be asleep, but you never know. My little rascals. Maybe I should allow you to check up on them. I should trust you after all. You are my mate. Just know that if I come in there and I see that one of our kids are gone, your life ends. Oh, you look hurt. I can assure you, I love you to death. But I love our kids a lot more. Don't you test me. Ugh, look at me getting all aggressive. Which one of us is the male again? I'm not making fun of you. If anything, I'm making fun of myself. But in all seriousness, though, before you go, because I trust you to not screw this up, I love you with all my heart. As weird as it is for a polar bear to be saying this to a person that they should have only known for 2 weeks, you are everything to me. I want our cubs to have a father in their life, and not one that's only there temporarily. I want you to be here with us, safe and sound, for as long as you live. This lifestyle we have is abnormal, and some would even consider it to be wrong. But neither of us care. We only care about us being happy. We only care about our family. I care about you. And you care about me. And we care for our cubs. That is all that matters in this life. I think I'm getting a little bit too emotional. Go check on the kids. I'll bring in the food. I know they'll be more than ready to eat. Hello, everybody, and thank you very much for listening to this audio. This audio was halfway recommended to me, not in its entirety, but someone wanted to hear a polar bear audio, and I was thinking, hey, you know, that's a pretty cute idea. So I took a little bit of that idea and then kind of just turned it into my own. I hope you can forgive. It was enjoyable to do. I did a little bit of research on polar bears to see like, okay, what is their temperament? I see that the women are very protective of their cubs. I was hoping like, hey, maybe the polar bears stay together for a little bit longer than a month. It's like 2 weeks max and that's it, which is unfortunate. So I was like, hey, how about I make polar bears that stay together like forever, you know, like they're considered abnormal, weird, completely different than what your average polar bear would be like, aside from the fact they're wearing clothes and can speak and, you know, all that fun stuff. But it's for the sake of the audio. I do hope you guys enjoyed this, though. Thank you to James, William, Ziri, Ubaldo, Asano, MC Joe, Mr. Anon, David, Laundry, and Toga Hentai for becoming members on Patreon. For those of you that celebrated, I hope you enjoyed your New Year celebration. For you guys that just had a normal day. I hope you enjoyed that normal day too. No one says that you have to celebrate. You know, you do your own thing, you chill. Do it as you wish. I love you all very much, and I'll talk to you again next time, okay? Have a great day or night. Bye-bye.